Yes, it's time for a visit with Dr. Ryan Stanton, M.D. Hey, good morning, Dr. Stanton.
Good morning. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing all right. We got this press release from the Lexington Fayette Health Department, Lexington Fayette County Health Department, saying that whooping cough, pertussis, still here, and they want to spread the word about how parents or what parents can do to keep it from spreading. Are you seeing a lot of that in the ER?
No, we usually don't, because it's something that's often diagnosed in, we'll test a lot, but we don't get the answers back in the emergency department because the test takes so long to come back. So we don't necessarily know for sure. A lot of them are diagnosed through primary care offices, and then noticing trends, like almost all the cases here in Lexington have come through one school, with the most recent case actually being a different school. It's not something we see a bunch in Lexington in the emergency department. And luckily for us, Kentucky is still one of the lower states when it comes to rates of pertussis.
What can parents do, if anything, to keep this from spreading?
The most important thing is to make sure everybody's vaccinated. We've come to understand over the last number of years that the pertussis vaccine only lasts about 7 or 8 years. We used to think after the kids got it, they were good for the rest of their life, but we found out that's just not the case. So when you come to the emergency room, what we do here to help fight this is when you have to have your tetanus booster for injuries, lacerations, things like that, we do the entire one that's got the pertussis in it as well. So we're starting to see the numbers drop off over the last 2 years throughout the country. Because of that push. Also, of course, making sure you're cleaning hands, all the standard stuff. But most important thing is if you have a child or a family member with the illness, making sure that you stay out of the school, out of the daycare, until you get that full course of antibiotics. It's a 5-day course of antibiotics. Once that's done, you're pretty good to go. But the challenge here is that for most people, we don't know they've got it. There's probably tons more cases than we know about, because when adults get it, it just seems like a chronic cold that lasts about 6 weeks. And especially in a year like this one, where we have a cold that's going around that is lasting that long, it makes it very difficult if it's not something that presents like the obvious whooping cough type cases.
A couple of weeks ago, we had schools closed and some quarantines at some nursing homes because of the flu. Has that lightened up any?
It has. Actually, this week, I have not seen a positive flu test, screen test. That doesn't mean it's not out there. We did start to make that transition about last week into more of the flu B cases. But I haven't actually seen any the last week that I've worked. We've seen flu-like illnesses, but it's definitely significantly dropped off, which is great news for everybody out there. We're still seeing a lot of gastroenteritis, a lot of COPD, some pneumonia, things like that. But it looks like we may have made it to the back end of the flu.
Tell us about your TV show and when it's going to be on next.
All right, so we're coming up. We've still got a few weeks here to pace yourself with the show. The next one coming up is going to be on Surgery on Sundays, a fantastic organization, as well as the Refuge Clinic, two great resources that provide care to those in need in our region, really those that have fallen through the cracks because of the changes in the health care. So really what we're talking about, those working folks who don't have the insurance to cover the care they need. And then also, if you want to tune in this Friday for Good Day Kentucky from 9 to 10, I'll be on there co-hosting, bringing in some other stuff, not necessarily health care.
Got on 36, right?
ABC 36, 9 a.m. this Friday.
Sounds great. Hey, thank you for being with us.
No problem. Have a great day.